Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, The Holy Spirit and Bad Spirits.
Jesus and his disciples reached the country of the Gerasenes on the other side of the lake. And no sooner had Jesus left the boat than a man with an unclean spirit came out from the tombs toward him. The man lived in the tombs, and no one could secure him anymore, even with a chain, because he had been secured with fetters and chained, but had snapped the chains and broken the fetters, and no one had the strength to control him. All day and all night among the tombs and in the mountains, he would howl and gash himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up to Jesus and fell at his feet and shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want of me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you will not torment me." For as Jesus had been saying to him, "Come out of him, unclean spirit." "What is your name?" Jesus asked. "My name is Legion," he answered, "for there are many of us." And the man begged him earnestly not to send them out of the district. Now there was on the mountainside a great herd of pigs feeding. "Send us to the pigs. Let us go into the pigs." So he gave them leave. With that, the spirits came out and went into the pigs, and the herd, about 2,000 pigs, charged down the hill into the lake and were drowned. And those who witnessed it reported what had happened to the demoniac and what had become of the pigs. Then they began to implore Jesus to leave the neighborhood. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed begged to be allowed to stay with him. Jesus would not let him. "Go home to your people and tell them all God in his mercy has done for you." So the man went off and spread throughout the Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. Early on in my priesthood, I served as chaplain and therapist at the Bradley Mental Hospital in Columbus, Georgia. Part of my duty was to be the night officer once a week, which meant I was in charge of patient care. One night, a male patient who was schizophrenic broke the restraints in his bed and went on a rampage. I eventually had to physically tackle him so a male nurse could stick a massive dose of Thorazine into his arm. It calmed him down quickly from what could only be described as superhuman strength. Such a diagnosis was unknown in the time of Jesus. Everyone feared violent behavior, everyone but Jesus. He dealt with it clearly, mercifully, and was able to penetrate the pain and confusion of this very sick human being. This all took place in the Decapolis, the Greco-Roman area on the west side of the lake, read the pagan, non-Jewish West Bank. And those people raised pigs, the forbidden food of the Jews. It is likely that there was a large herd, but 2,000 pigs is actually an exaggeration to make the point that there were lots of bad spirits. I can't imagine that God, the lover of all creation, would cause the death of thousands of pigs. And the locals asked Jesus to leave their community as they didn't want to lose their livelihood. The mentally sick, but now healed man, wanted to join the band of Jesus because he felt alive and well for the first time in many years. Jesus said, "No. Go and tell the story of a merciful God who touched your life so deeply. You now possess a good spirit, the one who healed you." And I think that the Holy Spirit made him an effective preacher, just as that same spirit prompted Jesus to become the preacher that brought us freedom from sin. And that same spirit calls all of us to bring good, hope-filled news.